Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Gone are the days when we were worried about unemployment and having any economic growth at all. The economy will continue to grow and the labour market will remain tight, according to the spring forecast of the ESRI. The so-called critical issues these days concern public services, infrastructure and capacity constraints, which are a fancy way of saying bottlenecks. Dr. Conor O'Toole is an associate research professor at the Economic and Social Research Institute and is on the line. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with GDP, Conor, or the better measure of the Irish economy, MDD, Modified Domestic Demand?
Yeah, so for this year, for the coming year, 2024, we're expecting both indicators, the GDP measure, which includes all the multinational activity, and also the Modified Domestic Demand indicator, which is much more narrow and focuses on the domestic economy. We're actually expecting both indicators to grow and grow reasonably robustly. You know, GDP, we're expecting to grow by just to 2.5% this year, and MDD just a little bit less than that. So, you know, positive, robust growth on both indicators for the present year.
Yeah, because GDP was down overall, wasn't it, last year?
It was. You know, it dropped by just over 3% for last year. And I think in any economy that experienced a GDP shrinkage like that, you know, there'd be alarm bells kind of ringing. But that's not really the case for the Irish economy. There were very specific reasons for that. There was quite a drop off in some of the multinational exports related to kind of their global activities, which isn't really about cross-border trade in Ireland. And also there were some sector-specific effects, for example, in pharmaceuticals that saw a drop back last year. So, you know, very specific reasons that aren't necessarily, you know, huge warning signals for the domestic economy in particular. So, we're expecting those to kind of abate this year and a return to export growth kind of in line with world trade for this year and next.
Now, everybody was talking about inflation in 22 and 23, but it'd be down to something like a Goldilocks level of 2% next year.
Yeah, so, you know, the price increases for certainly in 22 and 23 were really high and higher than we'd seen historically for many, many years. And, you know, obviously caused a huge amount of hardship and pressure on households across the country. Now, thankfully, we are seeing the level of price inflation dropping. It's coming down quite substantially. And we expect it to come down to you know, just over 2% this year and 2% next year. So, you know, quite a substantial moderation in price increases. And that's a really good thing. You know, we needed price inflation to come back down. You know, allows households' incomes to grow in real terms, and that should give the domestic economy some support as well.
Yeah, in terms of the labour market, you think we'll sustain full employment, i.e. below 5% unemployment, over the next 2 years?
Yeah, like the labour market's been a source of really robust growth for Ireland over the past number of years. You know, it's you know, notwithstanding the kind of COVID shock, which obviously raised the unemployment rate, you know, we have had a very low unemployment rate for a number of years now. And, you know, you were operating really at full capacity in the labour market. Particular sectors are tighter than others. And, you know, we do expect, given we're going to continue to experience growth in the domestic economy at a reasonably robust level, that labour market tightness will continue at a kind of reasonably similar level to what we're seeing at present.
Real wages, they're going to go up. This is great news for workers that they will see their real wages, i.e. their spending power, go up over the next 2 years.
Yeah, so for obviously with the very high levels of inflation we've seen over the past number of years, you know, that was outstripping a real income growth at an economy-wide level. So therefore, you know, real resources were declining in that sense. And with the price increases dropping down now close to the 2% level, we do expect wages to grow by more than that. So therefore, there should be an increase in kind of real living standards from that particular channel over the next coming years. That's really good for, you know, domestic household spending, should be supportive of that. And, you know, that's certainly a good thing for the domestic economy.
Now, I mentioned bottlenecks at the outset. Infrastructure bottlenecks remain a big worry.
They do. You know, when you think about the medium term challenges to the Irish economy, you know, we've got a very well performing multinational sector. We have a reasonably robust domestic economy, and we've grown at very strong rates over the past number of years. So the question is, can that continue, and how are we going to get growth into the future? And when you look at some of the challenges or some of the headwinds that may limit that, you really come back to some very difficult potential bottlenecks. You know, I think we're all aware of the challenge in the housing market that raises costs for households trying to both A, find accommodation, but also trying to pay high rents and high house prices in an affordability sense. But it also is a major constraint for enterprises trying to bring employees into the country or to house employees, you know, increases their wage demands. So housing is obviously a challenge. You know, we have a huge challenge coming up around the energy transition and the investment requirements around that. So, you know, there are major infrastructure and housing constraints which are going to act as bottlenecks and kind of and if we're not able to get past them, then they will obviously act as a drag on growth.
Okay. Thank you very much, Conor. That's Dr. Conor O'Toole, research partner at the ESRI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.